And welcome back to SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and a little lagniappe for you too. Today we take a look at the Saints shopping list. If you're a New Orleans Saints fan over the age of 60, like me, you can remember when the Saints were simply hoping to qualify for the team's first NFL playoff berth. It felt like forever. From 1967, when the team was born, through 1987. For 20 years, the Saints were the NFL's doormat for many of those seasons. But over time, the New Orleans Saints have become more consistent and competitive on the field with every season. And by the time quarterback Drew Brees and head coach Sean Payton arrived with the team in 2006, the New Orleans Saints have been a consistent playoff team with 9 appearances in the last 15 years. And as nearly everyone in the NFL now expects the Saints' 42-year-old legendary quarterback Drew Brees to hang up his cleats soon, the New Orleans franchise is facing the most interesting offseason in recent memory. As innovative head coach Sean Payton will continue to lead the team going forward, the Saints' management brain trust has a number of important decisions to make and holes to fill in the offseason if they wish to remain a contender again next year. General manager Mickey Loomis was spotted at the College Senior Bowl game last week in Mobile, Alabama, reviewing possible draft picks. He expects the Saints to remain a playoff team this fall, too. In a recent interview, Loomis said, "Listen, we got a great roster. We're going to do everything we can to win, win now, and compete for a championship." The Saints are going to need a bigger checkbook to retain a number of their current star players, too. Some analysts believe that New Orleans may be as much as $100 million over the NFL's projected salary cap of $175 million per team in 2021. And by doing so, the Saints may face being put into the NFL's version of the financial penalty box. By the rule book, the NFL's hard salary cap is supposed to penalize any team for violating the league's salary cap, or the maximum amount of money a team can pay its players annually. Fines of up to $5 million per violation, or cancellation of player contracts altogether, or loss of draft picks may result. Now, this punishment sounds pretty tough, but the NFL's enforcement arm of the salary cap is more akin to the WWE's wrestling referees. You know, those alert guys in the striped shirts who are supposed to make sure that the cheaters don't use, like, folding chairs and foreign objects in the squared circle? Woo! Yeah, those guys. Likewise, the NFL rarely inflicts a severe penalty for teams which violate the salary cap. However, if the Saints want to keep most of their premier on-field talent, the team must become quite creative this summer. There are contracts which must be restructured for a few willing players, cutting some of the expensive but marginal performers, using the NFL's player draft this spring to fill some more holes, and then staying alert to find some inexpensive free agent signings to plug any holes. The good news for the Saints is that there are many talented football players in the league who simply want a chance to play for a winning, stable franchise like New Orleans with great management. The New Orleans Saints have become a preferred destination for many NFL players. Saints management phones will be ringing constantly for the next few months. Now, if Drew Brees does retire as expected, his roster spot will drop about $13 million off of the Saints' payroll for 2021. Unfortunately, though, backup quarterback Taysom Hill is going to cost New Orleans nearly $16 million for next year if the team keeps him under contract. No one forced the Saints to sign the versatile Taysom Hill to such a lucrative deal, but Coach Sean Payton apparently believed last year that Hill was the likely successor to Drew Brees. Taysom Hill played well at times in 2020 after Brees was injured for several games. He posted a 3-1 record as the team's starter. On the other hand, he certainly didn't play well enough to justify being paid a salary high enough to be considered the 16th highest paid quarterback out of 32 teams in the NFL last year, too. The Saints need to make some tough decisions at quarterback if Brees retires. Given the Saints' overall financial picture, it might be wise for the team to draft a rookie, while also grabbing an underpriced, competent quarterback veteran. Someone like Joe Flacco comes to mind. Complicating this quarterback issue for the Saints is that the NFL's offseason wheeling and dealing for existing quarterbacks is going to push up the price for experienced talent. Just last weekend, the trade of Matthew Stafford to the Rams and Jared Goff to the Lions started what is expected by many to be a frenzy of quarterback moves in the next few weeks and months. In all, there are 21 free agents on the New Orleans Saints roster after the team's second-round exit from the NFL playoffs this year. And here are just a few of those players that are under evaluation. Number one, tight end Jared Cook. Cook could make up to $11.2 million next year if the Saints decide to hold on to him. Since arriving in New Orleans from the Raiders a couple of years ago, Cook has shown flashes of brilliance, but has also spent much of his time fading into the background. His tendency to fumble after making a key catch cost Drew Brees dearly in 2020. Unless Jared Cook is willing to take a 50% or greater pay cut this year, it might be adios for Jared Cook. Number two, defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins. Due to make $4 million coming up this year, Rankins is a former first-round pick of the Saints back in 2016. He's been injured much of his career but did have a fairly productive 2020 campaign. Rankins may opt to bolt if he receives a better financial offer, and the Saints, though, shouldn't match it. Number three, quarterback Jameis Winston. Now, Winston, you might remember, was cut in Tampa Bay a year ago to make way for a guy named Tom Brady. Well, that obviously worked out well for the Bucs, don't you think? Winston's erratic feast-or-famine play at quarterback in Tampa Bay did not earn him significant playing time this year in New Orleans, despite his bargain basement contract price of about $1 million to be the Saints' third-string quarterback. Now, Winston is bound to receive some better offers in the offseason due to all the high-profile quarterback movement around the league. Though Coach Sean Payton apparently wants to keep Winston around, I'd let him hit the road, or potentially opt for a middle-round draft pick or grabbing a wily veteran, as we discussed earlier. Now, in addition to a number of backup players, the Saints also lost strength in their coaching staff, too. Assistant head coach Dan Campbell just became the new head football coach for the Detroit Lions. Other Saints coach hitting the exit were secondary coach Aaron Glenn, who also went to Detroit, and longtime quarterbacks coach Joe Lombardi just took a new job with the Chargers. Head coach Sean Payton has his work cut out for him this offseason. Though the New Orleans Saints still have a very talented offense featuring all-pro running back Alvin Kamara and gifted wide receiver Michael Thomas, who was injured much of last year, the need to obtain a steady, take-charge quarterback to orchestrate Sean Payton's offense is going to be the key. Defensively, the Saints finished with an impressive number 4 ranking in total defense in the league for 2020. There's plenty of talent on the defense, with 10-year veteran defensive lineman Cameron Jordan, who makes $19 million next year, providing leadership for his defense as well. While there will be a number of Saints hitting the road during this upcoming free agency period, the core of the team's offense and defensive mainstays, though quite expensive, will give New Orleans a chance to make another run at a Super Bowl soon. Though the era of Drew Brees is coming to a close, Coach Sean Payton's New Orleans Saints should remain a competitive factor in the NFC for several years to come. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.